at long last, but alas, much too fast. Alac griter Dominus venit. We celebrate this fourth Sunday in Advent. Rorate Caeli Sunday. What a beautiful, beautiful antiphon that is that we sing here and there, especially during Advent and Christmas. Drop down, do you heavens from above, and let the clouds rain down the just one, that is, the Son of God. And so today we celebrate this Sunday, and we have before us already the splendor of that which historically happened almost 2,000 years ago. And just to think, we are in front of the Most Holy Trinity in the tabernacle. It is not just the body of Christ, if that were enough, but the whole Trinity. It is the door, the gate of heaven. When I stand there before the Blessed Sacrament, before the tabernacle, I realize that I am at the gate of heaven. You should realize it too. It's the most important reality of our faith, our holy Catholic faith, that we know and believe that God is with us, Emmanuel. He is with us, as He has been predicted. But He is the creator of the universe. And because of the sin of Adam and Eve, corrupted by Satan, we have now the coming of our Lord. Everything that we sing about and pray about, the Son of God. When the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph brought Jesus in her womb to St. Zechariah and St. Elizabeth, the Holy Spirit. Now, how can people who say they believe in the Scriptures not understand this? That they have eyes but see not, they have ears but hear not. How is it that the mother of my Lord, that the mother of my God should come to me? How can this be? Well, for you too, for me too. How is it that our Lord, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is here with us, spiritually and physically, through the Most Blessed Sacrament? We already have experienced the fulfillment of all the promises, of all the prophecies. And we celebrate them again and again, because how can you not celebrate them again and again? We celebrate our ridiculous and meager birthdays, even if you're only 29, year after year. And what is that? Nothing. But the birth of the Son of God, the birth of the Messiah, the Son of the Immaculate Ever-Virgin Mary, we celebrate it. And not only do we celebrate it at Christmas, of course, the liturgical seasons are important, and they're for you. They're for the faithful, so that you can relive the mysteries of salvation in them. But every day, at the consecration, we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the birth of the Messiah, the birth of the Son of Mary, the Son of God. How is it that the Mother of my God should come to me? We are not worthy. Domine non sum dignus, ut intra subtectum meum. Se tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. O Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof. But only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And so in the readings of today, which we don't have enough time to go into them in detail, but you can do it yourselves. You're supposed to do it yourselves. We have already 30 years forward the preaching of St. John the Baptist, who gives the penitential baptism, not the real baptism that you and I have received, but a penitential baptism, signifying that which was to come, when Christ would come. And of course, we will celebrate this after Christmas during the Epiphany, one of the mysteries of the Epiphany, the baptism of our Lord. But we also are in the midst of the beautiful, magnificent novena in preparation for Christmas, which we shall shortly say. All of this is from the Scriptures. All of it is from the sacred liturgy. Our liturgy, and you know, there are some who say the liturgy is not enough about the Scriptures. Those people don't know any more than those who say that Jesus is not the Son of Mary and the Son of God. They have eyes, but see not. They have ears, but hear not. Everything is from the Scriptures and relates to the history of our salvation. And so, what wonders we proclaim, what wonders we meditate upon again and again, but especially in this very beautiful, very short season of Advent. Penitential, yes, but joyful, full of joy and hope because He comes. He comes to save us. What wonders we have, we who are members of His mystical body on earth, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And so we celebrate these mysteries today and every day at Mass and at the consecration. And of course, our Lord has come for one purpose, which is to give us life. That life which begins in the baptismal font. That life which draws its reality and its strength and its power from Him who is the Son of God and the Son of Mary. Which draws its strength from the holy sacrifice that He offers for us of Himself. That we celebrate at every Mass. And that I've told you before, how wonderful it is that we have the magnificent reality of the crucifixion and the resurrection, which we celebrate at every Mass, the Paschal Mystery. That is not an invention of modern man, that is from God Himself. That He comes to save us. He comes to save us. And so we give thanks to God. And we give glory to God and praise to God, and especially in this wonderful season of Advent, in this very, very short week, fourth week of Advent. For in 2 days, it's going to be over. And we will celebrate the vigil of the Nativity. And we will celebrate the Nativity of the Son of God. Do you not realize? Do you also have eyes but see not? What wonders we have before us. This is all for us, for you, from Him, through the most holy, ever virgin, and immaculate Mary. Let us pray and let us ask God to grant us to be filled with the gifts that He brings to us, that we have received in baptism, confirmation, sacrament of penance, and ordination, holy orders, but that we receive as often as we can, as often as we want, every day, the sacrament of the Holy Body and Blood, soul and divinity of Christ. That body comes only from Mary. But it is the Son of God. So with St. Elizabeth, think about it, pray, and give thanks to God. How is it? How can it be? How is it possible that the Mother of my Lord, of my God, should come to me. How is it possible that she brings to me her eternal Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.